Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning. It is Thursday. Game day for Eagles versus Giants. I'm your host, Teron Davenport. You're tuned in to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I appreciate you tuning in. And today what we're going to do is talk about the Giants' defense and what the Eagles' offense needs to do in order to come out with a victory. And just looking at right off the top, the Giants could possibly be without two of their best players. They could be without Janoris Jenkins as well as Jason Pierre-Paul. Both of these guys being out would definitely be a major blow to the Giants' defense, just simply because this is one of their best pass rushers, and Jason Pierre-Paul. And Janoris Jenkins is playing at a Pro Bowl level. The guy did an awesome job of shutting down Dez Bryant a couple weeks ago. And obviously the Eagles don't have a receiver on Bryant's caliber, but they do have receiving options. And you look at what he did against Dorial Green-Beckham in their first matchup, 5 attempts and 0 catches. They did try to get the ball to Beckham multiple times, and Jenkins just simply denied it. So that's going to be something to watch as we get closer to game time. We'll see who is inactive, but Jenkins has the back injury that has kept him from practicing. He did not practice on Monday, and he was limited on Tuesday. The Giants have not released their practice report for Wednesday, so I'm not sure exactly what his role was yesterday. But nevertheless, Jenkins is their best cover guy. Obviously, you have Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie as well as the rookie Eli Apple in the mix as well. It's going to be an interesting matchup. Carson Wentz on pace for 600 pass attempts. I mean, he's got 540 right now. This could be the game where he breaks Donovan McNabb's single-season pass attempt record, 540. He needs 31 more in order to break that. I mean, that's not exactly a record you want to see a rookie quarterback breaking. But what will happen against this Giants defense as far as the passing game is concerned? They're giving up, I believe it's 247 yards passing per game. So you have a situation along with, you know, Jenkins possibly being out. It definitely could warrant throwing the football a bit more, but I really think this Eagles team needs to continue to find balance. I think they, you know, found a nice formula last week, 38 rushes compared to 42 passes, and that was against the number one rushing defense. They're now number two after what the Eagles did to them, rushing for 169 yards. So you look at the matchups, Dorial Green-Beckham, Nelson Aguilar, Jordan Matthews, and obviously Bryce Treggs or Paul Turner. These are guys you're going to want to see get involved in the passing game. The Eagles have to figure out what they have in Paul Turner as well as Bryce Treggs, so they both should be active. Obviously, Aguilar will be back. He has the cap number. Jordan Matthews still under contract. We will see whether there's carryover from one year to the other with Dorial Green-Beckham. I think there will be, because in talking with Doug Peterson a couple times, you know, he told me that he wanted to get an offseason, a full offseason working with Green-Beckham. He wasn't sure about the coaching that he received before, but he wants him to, you know, get a full offseason with him. So we'll see how that pans out. But in this game, you want to see all of the receivers get involved. But that could mean more pass attempts for Carson Wentz. And at the same time, you have Ryan Matthews, who's running the football as well as he has as a member of the Eagles. That game last week, I mean, he ran with authority. He got downhill, ran behind his pads, you know, was that one-cut, get-upfield style runner that they wanted when they brought him in last year. Obviously, it was a different coaching staff, different scheme. However, that one-cut-and-go style of running was exactly what they wanted in that scheme, and it fits this scheme as well. So That's something that we're going to have to watch out for. The running game, they need to give Ryan Matthews more touches. When he gets 20 touches, he's able to be effective in the running game. Obviously, he had to fumble, so that's something to watch out for. He fumbled against the Ravens last week. But, you know, when it came to running the football, that guy was definitely a key option for them last week. And he needs to be a key option going forward, at least in these last two games. He's going to have a $5 million cap number. His dead money is $1 million. So the Eagles could save $4 million by releasing him. So Ryan Matthews, you know, is going to need to do everything he can as far as running the football, make the best out of every attempt, because he's playing for his career as an Eagle. And if he's not going to be a member of the Eagles, he's auditioning for another team. So I expect to see a very efficient, effective Ryan Matthews in the running game. We'll see how that one pans out. You also have the rookie, Byron Marshall, who's going to be looking to get more carries. And he's someone that has to prove that he's worthy of being brought back as well. I thought he ran the football decently against the Ravens last week. Had a nice jump cut, you know, to make a Terrell Suggs miss, and he just ran with the suddenness that you want. The fresh legs were clearly evident. He hasn't played in a game all season before last week, so that's something I think they'll look to take advantage of, get him the ball in the screen game. He and Darren Sproles will be the primary options in that two-minute offense, so that's something you'll see at some point, you know, when the Eagles go to their tempo. Ryan Matthews comes out and Sproles comes in. And speaking of Sproles, he's back from concussion protocol. I expect to see him in some matchups also. I think they're going to get him lined up outside to motion him, you know, out of the backfield and take advantage of the matchup of him versus the Giants linebackers, which I think they're lacking. Now, when you look at the safety play, however, Landon Collins is – he's put himself in position to be considered defensive player of the year. You know, he's definitely deserving of that consideration. So we'll see how that all pans out. But just as a unit, you know, Collins and that secondary, they've given up to, you know, a lot of yards passing, 247, as we mentioned earlier. So we'll see how that passing game will be able to work against the Giants. It's going to be, you know, one of those old-fashioned slug it out games. You know, that's how the NFC East works. That's how they play. The Eagles are without a victory over their division opponent, so that's something they're going to need to get done. I think Zach Ertz could be a major option for them in the passing game. He's become Carson Wentz's favorite target, so I think they'll look to him. He's been getting multiple attempts, you know, targets, and he's a guy that you could, if they could get that running game going, you know, you work that play action and you get Zach Ertz isolated against, you know, a linebacker outside, that play action could definitely work. Obviously, you know, in order to get him isolated, you're going to have to line him up, you know, in a receiver type of position. But if you could create that matchup, it's a favorable one for Ertz and the Eagles. Also, the tight end screen. I think it's time that they bring that back. It's something that worked against Seattle. Obviously, you had the penalty that called it back, but it was a 55-yard touchdown that Ertz was able to catch and run. So Ertz, Trey Burton as well in the 12 personnel, or as they call it, Tiger formation, that's going to be another one that they're going to need to go to, because they have to figure out ways to develop other weapons in the passing game. And Trey Burton is a guy that definitely can be that weapon for them. So we'll look at that also, just seeing how that whole part of things pans out. But I think the passing game can be effective against the Giants. It's very clear. I mean, this is a team that has given up a lot of yards, but when it comes to allowing points, that's when they shine. They're only allowing 17 points a game, so that's allowing the offense, you know, to not be forced to do too much. And it's clear, this team, especially over the last two or three weeks, this team has been carried by the defense. You know, they shut down a very effective Cowboys offense a couple weeks ago. They held the Lions last week to limited points also. So the Eagles offense is going to have their work cut out for them, but if they can find that balance, That's going to be the way that they could win. You have to find balance on offense. I think when you look at the Giants, they're pretty stout up front. You know, they have multiple guys. Olivier Vernon is playing outstanding football. There were questions about the big contract that he signed, but he has 8.5 sacks. He's very stout against the run as far as, you know, aggressively setting the edge and running down ball carriers on the opposite side of the line. So that's something to watch out for. But the running game, the table is set for the Eagles. That's pretty much the long story short. The table is set for the Eagles to have a solid game on offense. They just have to find a way to score in the red zone. That's something that has plagued them all season. When it comes to getting inside the red zone, you know, and scoring touchdowns, they are very inefficient. I mean, this is a team that has relied upon Caleb Sturgis to kick field goals, and trading field goals for touchdowns just isn't going to get it. So you need to see better play from the Eagles in the red zone, which means Zach Ertz. You know, there was a package that they had for Zach Ertz in the red zone. Where is it during the season? This is something that we saw frequently during training camp, you know, when they were working their you know, red zone offense. That's something that we saw. There was a package for Trey Burton. You saw them getting the ball to Jordan Matthews as well. And these are things that they're going to have to do in the red zone in these last two games. They have to turn that around. Another thing that they have to find a way to do is create big plays. They are very limited when it comes to more than catches, you know, your chunk plays of more than 25 yards. And I really can't think of the last time. Well, actually, the last time would be the Bengals game. The Bengals game was the last time they had a chunk play of 25 or more yards. That was when Paul Turner in the slot position caught that quick slant and took it for a 41-yard gain. I can't think of another time they've had a big game. Zach Ertz came close, actually, come to think of it, 24-yard reception against the Redskins, where he had the toe drag swag catching the corner route on that final drive. But you know, they have to get it together. They have to find a way. And I mean, obviously, it's going to be a little too little too late, but you know, they have to figure out how they're going to create big plays offensively. Bryce Treggs had one of their big plays. Actually, it came against the Giants, the 58-yard catch that he had on the seam route, play action. So Treggs, again, could be someone that could provide that explosiveness. But the bottom line is that's what this team needs. They need someone who could create big plays for them. And that's really what it boils down to. You know, it boils down to three things: balance on offense, big plays, and efficiency in the red zone. Those are the three things they have to establish if they're going to be able to beat this Giants team. Odell Beckham Jr. and that offense is looking to get out of a slump of their own. So this could end up being a shootout. It could also be, you know, one of those knock them dead, low-scoring defensive struggles. So we'll see how it pans out. But that's the show. I wanted to go over the Eagles' offense, take a look at some things that they could do in order to beat the Giants. So enjoy the game tonight. We'll be back tomorrow morning with a quick recap. Definitely looking forward to Eagles versus Giants, Thursday night football, the color rush. The Eagles are going to have the all black. I think the Giants will be in the all white. So there's a quick tip for you NFL fashion guys. And I'm your host, Teron Davenport. Subscribe to this podcast on the Locked On Eagles podcast on iTunes as well as Audio Boom. Shoot that follow at @TDavenport_NFL as well as the EaglesWire.USAToday.com.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.